la mer, qu'on voit danser le long du golfe clair, à des reflets d'argent, la mer, des reflets changeants sous la pluie, la mer, au ciel d'été, confond ses blancs moutons avec les anges si purs, la mer, bergère d'azur, infinie, la mer. On va danser le long des golfes clairs, à les reflets d'argent, la mer, des reflets changeants, la pluie, la mer, au ciel d'été, confond ses blancs moutons, avec les anges si purs, la mer, bergère d'azur, infinie. Voyez, près des étangs, si grands roseaux mouillés. Voyez, ces doigts blancs et ces maisons rouillées. Pour la vie.
My name is Harris K. Telemacher. I live in Los Angeles and I've had 7 heart attacks, all imagined. That is to say, I was deeply unhappy, but I didn't know it because I was so happy all the time. I have a favorite quote about L.A. by William Shakespeare. He said, "This other Eden, demi-paradise, this precious stone set in the silver sea, this earth, this realm, this Los Angeles." Anyway, this is what happened to me, and I swear it's all true.
Watch out, L.A. It's major gridlock out there this morning. Big holdups on all the freeways and surface streets are dark.
Parade. I'm in the news. You're not going to see Diane Sawyer or Dan Rather in the Hollywood
Days. Shh,
over here.
15 seconds of air.
Oh, 15 seconds. I mean, what good is it going to do me to stand in a convertible and wave at people?
It's going to make you beloved.
Waving is not what I do best. It looks fake. I get the aim going.
Wait, look, I have to
maintain some dignity. People have to respect me so they believe what I'm telling them. This is news. Yes. This is truth.
Now, Horace Tellmacher with his report.
Hey, it's time for the wacky weekend weather.
Now, let's take a look at our weather map.
We're
going to have a low
coming in over Pasadena.
Sorry, that's Pasadena.
A low here?
No, it'll be down there. And we were going to have some clouds in Beverly Hills, but the council voted, decided against it, so there'll be no rain in Beverly Hills.
We'll just have some sun, and here's some snow, and possibly 72 and snow. So that's what we'll have.
And now, the car phone report. Sunspot activity is at a minimum this week, so those of you with car phones will have little or no interference. So go ahead and make that big, important call. You probably won't be disconnected. And that's my report. Gail and Bob?
Harris, somebody told me you have a Ph.D. in arts and humanities.
Oh, yes, I do.
A lot of good it did you.
Harris, what's wacky?
What's wacky?
What's wacky about your last weather forecast?
Kenny, it was pretty wacky.
No, not wacky.
Not wacky?
Yes, that's what we brought with you.
Yes.
You're doing some kind of intellectual stuff out there.
Intellectual stuff? Maybe it's intellectual to you because you were educated with a banana and an inner tube. Are you kidding? That's an intellectual free zone.
More wacky, less egghead.
More wacky, less egghead. Thanks a lot. Let me make a note of that. More wacky,
less egghead. Let's see. What was your name again?
We're late, are we?
It's only 1 o'clock.
That's what time we're supposed to be there. You know, it's my mistake. If I say lunch is at 1, then I figure if I get here at 12:40, we'll get there in plenty of time, which is fine. But what I don't count on is the 20 minutes of abstract busyness that goes on after I get here.
I'm doing 30-minute lips. Besides, they can wait. It's not going to kill them.
You know what I can't figure out is that you look ready. I mean, you look so ready that I get ready, and I get up, and I stand by the door, and I get out my keys, and then after I stand there about 10 minutes, I realize you weren't ready at all, so I sit back down. Then I get another feeling that you're ready, and I get up, and I straighten my clothes, and then I realize you just gave off an illusion of being ready that I interpreted as not being an illusion. I'll be in the car. Sitting there at that moment, I thought of something else Shakespeare said. He said, "Hey, life is pretty stupid, with lots of hubbub to keep you busy, but really not amounting to much." Of course, I'm paraphrasing. Life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Look nice.
You like this one better?
Yeah.
I could change.
No, that's right. Tell me again who we're having lunch with.
Friends and friends of friends. And some of my gift service clients. Frank will be there.
Frank? I just saw Frank. You know what? He wanted me to be in a parade. I mean, if it weren't impossible for me to fire people, I'd get somebody else. Somebody like Harry Zell.
1:20 now. 20 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Hey, if you sense something in the air today, it's not the smog, Los Angeles. It's the first day of spring. Spring equinox, which of course means...
What did he say?
This is the end of...
He said it's the first day of spring.
Oh, shit. Spring following... Open season on the L.A. freeway. Where is it? Look in the glove compartment. Is it loaded?
It's just 2 bullets in it.
It's loaded.
Get over. What's the matter?
The old one. The bullets go bad.
No. It's not like milk. They don't have expiration date or anything. Hurry.
Here.
Don't point it at me.
Sorry. I don't know gun etiquette.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I'm not going to
kiss anyone hello anymore. I hate that.
Just shake hands with them.
Are you kidding? I just washed my hands and some guy feels like he's been squashing caterpillars. Cowell's party at 10?
Yes. He the first ones to arrive. Right this way, please.
I heard my back playing.
I think it was.
We saw it together. We saw it together.
So, I see the film, and I'm going to give it an 8 or 7. I don't know. Because I'm leaving the parking lot, I realize that Thurlow, the producer, got this incredibly good space right by the exit. They put me far away in the back end. If I go on the air that night, I give it a 3.
Good for you.
Sheila has been studying the art of conversation.
Oh, you're taking a course in conversation?
Yes.
One of the first things I always teach my clients is about the point system.
Oh, yeah.
You should never have more than 7 things on. You know, like your earrings count for 2 points, those daisies count for 3 points. But the best thing to do is right before you go out, look in the mirror and turn around real fast. And the first thing that catches your eye, get rid of it.
That's how I got
get rid of it. I mean, I had this thing in my hair before I left, remember? And I pulled it right out. Because as soon as I turned, gone. Marilyn Monroe did that.
Whatever you do, don't get dumped in L.A. I mean, it's not like New York where you can meet someone walking down the street.
I know. In L.A., you practically have to hit someone with your car. In fact, I know girls who speed just to meet cops.
We met on a hit in West Hollywood.
Loud talkers in restaurants. That's it. I despise them all. And I want them to die.
Say Sarah.
Yes, Sarah's here.
Everyone. Pull it in the head, and we can learn a lot from the Central American stuff, by the way. You know that's very good. I don't even understand why we don't shoot them like dogs. Pull it in the head. That's merciful. That's my point.
Because they're people.
They are not.
Oh, please.
I thought you were lost. Come in. Let me sit you down. Let me introduce you. This is Sarah McDowell. Harris. Trudy.
Hello.
Frank Swan.
Hello.
Sean.
Hello. How do you do?
This is Sylvia.
Sarah just got off a plane from London.
Oh, you must be exhausted.
I am. I'm shattered, but it's nothing that some sleep and a good fuck wouldn't cure, as my sister used to say.
You have to forgive Sarah. She had a bad
I'm sorry, I didn't mean... It was just a figure of speech.
Try to suppress it,
I've been on a plane for 12 hours, thanks to a crying baby.
Oh, that's bad.
So, what do you give the flight?
What?
Do you know, on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, an 8.
What would you like to eat?
What kind of food do they have?
California cuisine.
And these goddamn wrong number dialers. And the hell do we do about them?
Sarah, what do you do?
I'm here writing an article about Los Angeles for the London Times.
Well, you've come to the right place.
What do you do for a living, Raleigh?
Yeah. I deal in English painting.
Abstract or realistic?
It depends on which way you look at the possibility.
Wait, how strong is it, Harris? I give it a 4.
Got to get like 5 or maybe 10.
So, when an executive or a business person needs a gift for someone, I get to go shopping and I pick out something that's appropriate. In fact, I gifted, right? Sherman Lee and Rosenquist's entire office last Christmas.
Sherman and Lee, I think I received something from them. A stun gun.
Oh, that was me!
You did the stun gun.
Yes, monogrammed.
Oh, great.
Did you get it monogrammed? Because that was me. Somebody else helped me out.
You know, she ought to interview Harry Sell.
Harry Sell is the most powerful show business agent in town.
Well, he's supposed to be nice.
Yeah.
He's a great client.
The guy who never stabbed you in the back, unless it was a self-defense.
That's right.
There was a cell in the police force.
I think it's Harry also, isn't it?
Keep thinking I'm a grown-up.
Yeah, police force. I'll have a decaf coffee.
I'll have a decaf espresso.
I'll have a double decaf cappuccino.
Do you have any decaffeinated coffee ice cream?
Morris, I'll have a half double decaffeinated half cap with a twist of lemon.
I'll have a twist of lemon.
I'll have a twist of lemon, please.
I'll have a twist of lemon.
As far as I'm concerned, there are only three mystical places in the world. The desert just outside Santa Fe, New Mexico. The Tree of Life in the Arab Emirate of Bahrain. And the restaurant at the corner of Sunset and Crescent. Because that's where I first met her, and that's where I first touched her.
Isn't that girl Sarah awful? I mean, what's with that accent?
She has an accent because she's English.
Or maybe she's just trying to impress everybody.
Oh, like that big phony Winston Churchill. About what you said in there.
What?
About getting some sleep, having a bath.
Oh, dear. Listen, if I say that sort of thing again, tie me up and gag me.
Well, we tried that once, but you started laughing, I remember.
Leave off, Rhoda. Oh, there's a dear.
You've come all this way. I'm so grateful to you. We really should give it another try.
But I'm completely happy the way things are. I'm finally getting my life sorted out.
I'm so passionate about you. Damn all convention. Let me take you for a hot dog on Sunday.
Your ticket, please?
Oh, it's the cream thingy there.
It's late. I've got to go.
Bye!
And she kept her hat on all through brunch. I'm sure she has bad hair.
You know, I don't think you understand how unattractive hate is.
Excuse me. Hello? Oh. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do people here get up early or late?
It depends. Why?
Well, if a person were to be making a lot of noise, what time could they start?
What kind of noise? Like construction?
No, like deep sustained booming sounds.
Ah, deep sustained booming sounds. Around 9:15.
Great, thanks. Bye.
Bye. She's used to driving on the left.
Hey!
I'm sorry. I was just concentrating on.
Yeah, I know what you were concentrating on.
Hey, babe. I know you.
Yes. Oh, sorry. What? Huh?
Your pants. Do you want me to mark them for you?
Oh, I don't know. Are these the same price as these other ones?
Nope. These are a little bit more.
How do I look in these?
You look fabulous.
Okay, mark them.
Okay.
You have to stand up straighter. They won't be right.
Right.
Do you like a break in them?
A little.
Not like that?
That's fine. Nice.
Okay.
When can I pick these up?
Just about any time you want. Wednesday, right?
Yeah, fine. I'll just slip out of these.
Thanks. There are two events in my life that I consider to be magical, that couldn't be explained scientifically. The first of them was about to happen.
Hi. Ruach? Don't make me waste letters. Are you okay? Oh, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. What? Who are you? I can see that. Filmed. I know I am being filmed. All right. Is this a joke or something? I see people in trouble and I stop them. LA wants to help you. How am I in trouble?
So what do I do? You will know what to do when you unscramble how Daddy is doing.
What?
Oh, do it again. You will know what to do when you unscramble how Daddy is doing.
Well, I'll work on it.
Bye.
Bye. Sign spoke to me. Said I was in trouble.
You're talking to Sign. You are in trouble.
I'll see you Sunday.
I got a shower Sunday.
Oh, yeah, and I really should take a bath. Monday?
Pick me up at 8:30.
8:30? Doesn't anyone eat at 6 anymore? Bye.
Quiet! It's me! Quiet! Will you be quiet?
Hi, doggy. Who's Daddy? Who's Daddy?
Hollywood had to be evacuated today because of a shower of tennis balls. It seems the cargo door of a low-flying aircraft bearing the tennis balls
Ready.
Above the community and
dropped
15,000 bright
name
balls
again.
Surprising
Mom,
the president.
Say name again.
And what a surprise this weekend when the weather turned unseasonably low. Here's Harris Tellmacher, our wacky weatherman, with the report.
And when the weather dropped down to 58 degrees this weekend, how did you cope?
Well, we just made sure all the windows were shut.
And what about your pets? Were they outside? What happened?
Well, the cats were out till around 10, but it got a little too cold for them, and they came in.
The cats were out until around 10, but it got a little too cold for them, and they came in. Well, that's how L.A. coped with that surprise low of 58 degrees that turned the weekend into a real weenie shrinker. Oh. Thank you. And now, the toupee report. Winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting to 15 miles an hour in the late afternoon. So I would either stay indoors or wear a hat. This is Harris K. Tellmacher with the Wiggy Weekend Weather. Hello, this is Harris. I'm in right now, so you can talk to me personally. Please start talking at the sound of the beep.
Hello?
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 Is this a person?
Yes, it is a person.
Harris Tellmacher?
Yes.
Oh, this is Sarah McDowell. I don't know if you remember me. We met at lunch.
Oh, yeah. You're the reporter.
Journalist, yes. And you're the weatherman.
Meteorologist, yeah.
I hope you don't mind me calling. I just got your number from Trudy Cowles. I was watching you on TV, and I'd love to interview you for my piece.
Oh, English, French, or Italian?
Gosh, you speak all those languages?
No, if it were Italian or French, I'd be out of it.
Bugger!
Ready. Dial Mom.
Domino's Pizza, this is Julian. Our specials for
Sorry.
Today are California pizza with your
Sorry.
Choice of...
Want some trail mix? Fruit? Cookies?
Ariel, how do you stay thin with all this food you have around here?
I don't know. I guess women just burn fat faster than men do.
That's a disgusting notion. Yeah, it's my friend. Smart, pretty, and quite a little fat burner.
You're just jealous.
No, no. I could never be a woman because I just stay home and play with my breasts all day. Where's June?
In her room, recovering from the after effects of alcohol. Want some juice?
Sure.
You can be my taster. It's a new mixture for the shop. Hello? This is Ariel.
Uh-huh.
Hey, kiddo, what's up? Ugh. Sounds like a job for Supergirl.
It's exactly like licking a shag carpet.
Okay, I'll bring the stuff down in about an hour. Bye. It's great being the boss. Can we take your car so I can leave mine for June?
Sure.
Boy, are you going to have a rough day. There's coffee in there.
Hey, Harris, God, is I stupid?
Have some juice.
I'll make you some eggs. Can you hold on a sec, Harris?
Sure, the museum doesn't close till 5.
Never learn.
I call it performance art, but my friend Ariel calls it wasting time. History will decide.
Ah!
Hello.
Hello.
You're on time.
Actually, I'm late.
You're exactly on time.
But I had planned to be early.
Huh? Ow, ow. Hey, stop. Don't stop. Let me pose, at least. Oh, listen. I had this idea. You know, rather than do an interview with...
Hang on.
Rather than do an interview with me, you know, which would be fascinating, by the way, because of the, you know, interesting word usement site structure, you know, I thought that I'd show you around town a little bit, you know, a few kind of secret places and a kind of a cultural tour of L.A.
That's the first 15 minutes. Then what?
All right, a cynic. First stop is 6 blocks from here.
Why don't we walk?
Walk? A walk in L.A.? Architecture. Some of these buildings are over 20 years old. This house over here is Greek Revival, and they have to revive the Greek every morning who lives in it. And here's a Tudor mansion and a four-door mansion. You know, you're really nobody in L.A. unless you live in a house with a really big door. I'll take you on over to the Museum of Musicology.
Verdi's baton. Mozart's quill. Beethoven's balls.
Come on, I'll take you over to the graveyard. Lots of famous people are buried here. Rocky Marciano, Benny Goodman, and of course, William Shakespeare. I think he wrote Hamlet Part 8, The Revenge here. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Whose grave is this?
Mine?
No, I think he means who's going to be buried here. What's his name?
She's not a he, miss.
All right, she.
Not a woman either. Used to be a woman, now she's dead.
Finally, a funny gravedigger.
Want to know how long it takes a body to rot?
Boy, do we.
Well, if they're not already rotten before they die, 8 or 9 years... Some of them Beverly Hills women, though, they'll last you 12 years, they will.
How come?
Well, the skin is so tan. It's all stretched and polished up like a bloody shoe. That'll keep the water out. And water's the thing that'll ruin a perfectly good dead body, it will. Also, they got them extra parts, you know. Some of that stuff, it's not biodegradable. Oh, now. Here's a bloke that's been around for 35 years, I bet.
Who is he?
Here's the magician, the great Blunderman. Not so great now, is he?
Great Blunderman. I knew him. He was a funny guy. Taught me magic.
A fellow of infinite jest.
Yeah.
That's it.
He hath borne me on his back 1,000 times.
She knows. She's got it.
Where be your jibes now? Your flashes of merriment that would set the table on a roar?
Ordinarily, I don't like to be around interesting people because it means I have to be interesting, too.
Are you saying I'm interesting?
All I'm saying is that when I'm around you, I find myself showing off, which is the idiot's version of being interesting. Are you seeing anyone now?
Yeah.
Me, too. So, that's sort of out.
Can I have your friend's head back, then?
Sure. Sorry. I should get to work.
Me too.
Bye.
Bye.
Cheers. Come back. They all do. Don't they?
Hey, hey, hey. What are we getting? We got sun, earth, and atmosphere. When you got that, you've got weather. Good weather. Sun, 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 sun. Yes, it's going to... Wow! It's got my watch. Turn off the magnet. Oh. I've got it. Ah! Jeez. Okay, we got it. Turn off the magnet!
And now, the financial report. 89 Mercedes, up $400 at $28,640. Used 88 Mercedes, unchanged, at $26,100. And cut.
Okay, let's run it back, see what we've got.
You'll run that for me on Saturday, Jesse?
Harry, should you really be pre-taping the weather report?
The weekends are very tough for me to come in. You can imagine my busy weekend schedule. Besides, this is L.A. What's going to change?
There are two reasons for the ridiculous detour I was about to embark on.
So see you tomorrow. Thanks.
Are you closed?
Yeah, sorry.
The first reason was, I believed a relationship with Sarah was impossible.
Wow. Oh.
And the second reason was, I was a big, dumb male.
I just came to pick up some pants.
Yeah?
You sold me a pair of pants and a tie thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember. You just want to pick them up?
Yeah.
Well, I can get them for you.
Oh, that'd be great. Save me coming back.
Wouldn't it be so bad if you had to come back?
Oh, well, I don't have my ticket.
Okay. I remember what they look like. Right back. Okay. Oh, God, I'm getting all wet. Woo! I'll be right back. They're not ready yet. Do you want us to call you when they are?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
What's the number?
Oh, I'll write it. Do you have any paper?
No. Here.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll have them call you when they're ready. I'll probably just be tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Glad.
Well, I could tell that you wanted to ask it for my number, so I just asked for yours.
But I didn't know I wanted your number until it was too late.
Oh, well, I went to this psychic once. I mean, I don't really believe in that stuff. But he told me that I have this special fifth sense about things.
I mean, about guys wanting your number, I figure that just any guy would want your number.
Oh, that's sweet.
Hey, Wacky Weather Guy. How you doing?
I can't help but be nervous out here.
Why? You're not doing anything wrong.
I mean, you must have a boyfriend.
Oh, he doesn't care. I mean, he can't care. He gave me this big speech about, you know, how even though we've lived together still, he thinks that we should be able to see other people. So I said, you know, that's okay. But it backfires on him every once in a while.
Where is he now?
He's over there at the bar.
What?
Don't worry about it. This is his idea.
Are you kidding?
This is him.
Oh, stop it right here.
Do you have my phone number?
No, I don't want your number. That would be a disaster. If I had your number, I might call you.
It's 555-2312. Say it back.
No, stop. I don't want to know it.
555-2312.
Stop, you're going to make me memorize it. No.
555-2312.
Jeez, now I know it.
555-2312.
What was your name again?
Sandy.
Oh, sorry, Sandy. It's a nice name. Everybody has such weird names now. It's like Tiffany with a P-H-I, and instead of Nancy, it's Nancine.
Big S, small A, small M, big D, small E, big E.
What?
Big S, small A, small M, big D, small E, big E. Big S, small A, small N, big D, small E, big E. Then there's a little star at the end.
You mean me part when you say goodbye, ain't that a shame? My tears really ring.
When I got out of class, I decided to call you.
What class are you taking?
I'm studying to be a spokesmodel.
What is a spokesmodel?
It's just a model who speaks, you know, and she points at things like merchandise, you know, like a car or washer and dryer. Sometimes it's something really small, you know, like a book or fine art prints.
They have classes for that?
Yeah, because it's a lot harder than it looks.
Hi, my name is Bob. I'll be your robber.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you very much.
How long are the classes?
About 3 hours.
What made you want to be a spokesmodel?
Oh, well, I always like pointing.
So why won't you sleep with me?
People don't sleep with their ex-husbands.
It happens all the time. Who knows, it might be just like it was.
No, Roland, that would be terrible.
Oh, come on, Sarah. We're a perfect match.
Just because my mother hunts with your mother doesn't make us a perfect match.
That's not what I'm saying, for God's sakes. Your mother shot my
Someone
mother.
Someone fell. It was an accident.
With a 12-bore shotgun.
It's only in the foot.
You're the only normal one in the family, and you're just barely hanging on. Remember when your mother found out whose dog it was that kept crapping in the front of the house? She
Don't.
Put their name on a little flag and stuck it into the center of the pile? These are not things grown-ups do. I'm the only sane thing in your life.
Yes, possibly.
I want you back. I cook for you, I'll sew for you. Just give me one weekend with you. We'll go away and see how it is. Will you come?
I went roller skating once. At the Brooklyn Rollerdrome. It was awful. I was completely out of control. I couldn't stop. I couldn't turn. And I went slamming into this 8-foot-tall black guy in an emerald green satin jumpsuit with matching skates. And I said, oh, I'm terribly sorry. Could you help me? And he looked down at me with deeply stoned eyes. And he said, little lady, let your mind go and your body will follow.
Well, how was that?
It was very nice. Thanks.
Well, I hope I wasn't too young in my thinking for you.
What?
Joke.
Oh. Hi, Julie.
Hey, Sandy.
I don't put any pressure on you, do I?
Not at all. I don't pressure you, do I?
No, I just don't think there should be any pressure.
No, tell me if I pressure you.
Okay, and you too, but, you know, don't feel like you have to. Have you ever had a high colonic?
Pardon me?
A high colonic.
You mean an enema?
Yeah.
I keep waiting for you to say joke.
Oh, they're great. I mean, they really purify you. There's this place in Santa Monica that do it. Oh, they're great.
This is where you live?
Yeah, here.
It's really groovy. Well, good night.
Good night.
Just a modern-day device.
I have to see you.
You were with someone else last night?
Yes.
There was no shower?
There was. I can go at the last minute.
Having sex with my agent again. I have told you 1,000 times.
How do you know?
I was right? I was making a bad joke. My agent? Frank? And this is how I find out? You tell me?
Oh, he isn't happy about it either. We just decided I should tell you.
I thought he was only supposed to take 10%.
We were here. And then afterwards... And
afterwards, after he made love to you, what?
We went to the Hard Rock Cafe.
What time?
I don't know, 11:30. I felt I had to tell you in case anyone saw us there. It was a dumb thing to do.
How long has this been going on?
3 years.
3 years?
I'm sorry.
This has been going on since the 80s?
I'm sorry. I just can't be here right now.
Yes, L.A., I love you!
I'm out of my relationship, I'm out of the agency, and I only had to look like a sucker for 3 years. Now, if I could only get out of doing the weather. Will you stop just predicting stuff? Have you always been a freeway sign? I mean, did you start out as a stop sign and work your way up to a street light and then become a billboard?
I believe I was reincarnated from a bagpipe.
Oh, all right. Well, if you get your voice back, will you stop predicting?
Yes.
The weather will change your life twice.
Hey, so I pre-taped the weather report, and some Weekend Savers lost some votes.
And,
big deal. If they're rich enough to have boats, they're rich enough to lose. Besides, what kind of an asshole sailor would trust the wacky weatherman anyway?
This one.
You lost your boat?
Yes.
You're fired.
I never want to see your face again. I said, I never want to see your face again. You're fired.
The weather will change your life twice. That's once.
Hey, Harris. Heard you and Trudy broke up. Always figured your relationship was a two.
If confusion about your love life is ruining your day, I think it's good to go over to your best friend's house and ruin her day, too.
When I really analyze it, Trudy wasn't for me anyway. The only good times we had were having sex and laying in bed watching TV. That's a good term.
I hate to tell you this, Harris, but if you can find somebody you can have sex with and lie in bed and watch TV, you've really got something.
What happened to my plan?
Is anybody else out there on the horizon?
I mean, someone I like, but it's impossible.
Does she like you?
I don't know.
Why don't you just call this Sandy girl? I mean, at least you'd have somebody to take places.
Hey, Kalata was great. So, what do you think?
I think it was a total washout.
God, it really clears out your head.
Head? Head? You should go back in there and tell them they're doing it wrong. Well, it was a great lunch and enema, thanks.
So are you going to see me again?
Yeah, sure, if you want to.
When?
Friday. Is Friday okay?
Yeah.
Okay, where do you want to go?
Oh, well, there's this new restaurant. It's supposed to be really great. It's on Sunset. Lidio,
I've heard of that, sure. Lidio, you and me on Friday.
Okay.
Hello, Lidio. Yes, I'd like to make reservations for two for Friday. Saturday? Sunday? Ah, good. 8:30? 5:30 or 10:30? 5:30. Visa. I'm a weatherman. Yes, I'm on TV. Renting. I just sold a condo. Yes, in this soft market. Well, I don't see how that's any bit. In the low 50s. Yeah, I could meet you there at 3.
I have Visa and I have MasterCard.
They all have Visa and MasterCard.
I think what Mr. Pardue is looking for is more than a promise to pay. I think he's looking for a kind of depth in your financial sea, so to speak.
Let us make this easier. Suppose you get a reservation. And let us suppose you come down to the restaurant and we honor it. What do you think you might order?
Well, I might like to have the duck.
You can't have the duck. You can't have the duck.
Why?
You think with a financial statement like this, you can have the duck? Where do you summer?
What do you mean?
Where do you spend your summers?
Right here.
You can have the chicken. You can have the chicken.
What about my date? I can't tell her what to order.
Well, you can certainly urge her in one direction.
Look,
Either we go there and she orders what she wants, or let's forget it.
Ganz einfach, Sacrebert. All right. I like a little gamble. We can take you in 8 weeks.
Hi, Sandy. Listen, I've heard some bad things about Lady O. And I went down there to check it out, and the chef had a big open sore on his lip. Yeah, I know. I know I did. I'm really sorry. What if we went away for the weekend, like Santa Barbara?
Roland thinks L.A. is a place for the brain dead. He says if you turned off the sprinklers, it would turn into a desert. But I think... I don't know. It's not what I expected. It's a place where they've taken a desert and turned it into their dreams. I've seen a lot of L.A. and I think it's also a place of secrets. Secret houses, secret lives, secret pleasures. And no one is looking to the outside for verification that what they're doing is all right. So what do you say, Roland?
I still say it's a place for the brain dead.
Why do you have to be so snotty? Really, I think you're just being superior. I've met some pretty intelligent people here in Los Angeles.
Good Lord, God, I'm sorry, are you...
Oh.
Hi.
This is one of the people I was telling you about. You know, Harris Telemacher, this is Roland Mackey. We met at lunch.
Have you tried the Guggenheim?
I get that. I really do, because it's circular and it goes downhill.
Hey,
oh, hi. Ariel, this is Roland Mackey and Sarah McDowell.
Hi.
Hi.
I loved your wacky TV bit.
Thanks, I loved yours too.
But I didn't...
You know, I can explain this.
Very simple thing. Oh, I see.
It's a thing that I do regularly.
That's marvelously funny. You have a lot of verve.
Verve?
Would you like to walk around with this?
I like the relationships. I mean, each character has his own story. I mean, puppy is a bit too much, but you have to overlook things like that in these kind of paintings. But the way he's holding her, it's almost filthy. I mean, he's about to kiss her, and she's pulling away. The way his leg is sort of smashed up against her. Look how he's painted the blouse, sort of translucent. You can just make out her breast underneath, and it's, you know, sort of touching him about here. It's really pretty torrid, don't you think? Then, of course, you have the onlookers peeking at them from behind the doorway like they're all shocked. They wish. Yeah, I must admit, when I see a painting like this, I get emotionally erect.
Well, that's just terrific. All those paintings of food made me hungry.
Yeah, I could eat some paintings of food myself. Well, it was fun.
Yes, lovely to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Great running into you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
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 What are you doing in there?
That's the girl I was telling you about.
Oh, well, you've really blown it now, pal.
Why don't we all go somewhere for dinner?
You know, I've heard of this happening where you meet someone coincidentally and then end up going out to dinner with them, but it never actually happened to me. This guy loves me.
Everybody does, Harris.
We can stop by Lydio.
Oh, great. I've heard about that place.
I should warn you, we'll never get in Lydio. It's impossible.
Where's the phone? Back in a jiff.
Suit yourself.
Look, I gotta meet June. I can't go with you. Do you think they could take you home?
I don't want to impose.
Oh, it's no problem. I've got two cars.
Great. Ariel, excuse me. Are you coming?
Nope, I can't.
Dinner for three. It's all set. How should we do this?
Well, why doesn't he come with me, since you know where it is?
Yeah. I know where it is and she doesn't, and that would be perfect. So I could tell her where it was, because if I went with you, then there'd be two people in one car who knew where it was and one person who didn't, and we would end up drawing a map or something. Unless I drove your car and you went with her. Roland, your boyfriend?
No, just friends.
Oh, that's good. I mean, it's fine. It's fine that I can drive with you. Right side.
I don't think he can hear you.
Table, Mr. Christopher?
No, I'd like a good one this time.
I'm sorry. That is impossible.
Part of the new cruelty?
I'm afraid so. Table 253.
New cruelty. Yes, what do you want?
Would you like to hear our specials? I'm gonna tell you what we got to eat. We got primavera pasta, six different kinds of meat. We got side cuts, end cuts, covered with a goo called hollandaise, baronaise, and we can broil it too.
See, I'm done already, and I don't remember eating.
We got crab cakes, zucchini flakes, artichokes, and more. Santa Barbara oysters on a bed of Gurudillo, spicy guacamole, and a brie quesadilla. We got goat cheese pizza on a blue corn tortilla.
Floss? I'd have floss.
Diet or regular?
Regular.
We got hot bread, milk fed, veal and new potatoes, and 100 different ways to cook a couple of tomatoes. If the service is a problem because the place is packed, that's for me. I'm Shan, your waiter, and I also act.
Oh, forget him. There's nobody.
I'll take you home. I live close to you.
What?
I live close to you. I'll take you home.
Sure, Roland. The cars are here.
Great. Listen, I'll take him home. He lives close to me.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
All right. Well, that's perfect since I live in the valley.
Maybe I should take a cab. The drive over was a bit risky.
Tommy's a silly. Get in.
Sarah, I promise you'll see me this weekend.
I will. I promise.
See you the weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
It was fun.
Yes, it was.
I like Roland a lot.
Yes, he's nice, isn't he?
Yeah. I think it's interesting that you can have a relationship with a man. You know, that's not, you know, that's friendly more than sexual. So, good night.
Good night.
Car's rolling.
Car?
It's locked.
It's locked here, too.
Your side is locked. Where are the keys?
What? They're in the car, of course.
Well, what are they doing in the car?
Well, they're in the ignition.
Well, how'd the car get locked?
I didn't lock the car. They're in the ignition.
How could it get locked? We'll stop it from rolling.
Stop it. Are we on a hill?
Yes, but it slopes the other way. Go that way. Pull. No, I got it.
I got it.
Yeah, look at it. Go.
Oh, my God.
I think I know what this is. Get in.
What?
Get in.
No,
it's all right. You can trust me. No, go ahead.
I don't get it. It's coming.
No, no, I didn't fret. It's all right. Stay in. All right, dude, just... I think we're fine. I really do. I think we're fine. Don't claw me.
Here,
get over here. You get over here. Let me not drive.
What makes you think you can drive better?
This is the sign I was telling you about. What is it?
Clarence, I think I figured out the moving car. You know what it could be?
I read an article in the Times on induction. And my brothers found out that you can generate electrical currents in rabbits if you... Pass a strong magnetic field along their bodies. So what it could be, and I think I know the science, but...
We should see each other again, don't you think?
Yes. I suppose. Yeah.
Well, what's today?
Thursday.
Weekend?
I should tell you I'm supposed to see my ex this weekend. I'm sorry. I promised it's a deal.
Yeah. Oh, God. I've got a few things to untangle myself this weekend. My mother throws this bridge lunch, and I really should be there. I'm supposed to go to this fundraising dinner tomorrow. It's formal, you know, but I thought maybe to take a hog like you would be fantastic. Not a date, you know, just a do. You interested in that?
All right.
All right?
Yeah, all right.
All right. So I'll take that as a yes.
Okay.
Great.
Bye.
Bye.
I think it's wonderful you see your mother. It reminds me I should call mine.
Yeah, you've got your ex and I've got that whole bridge thing, so.
Hello?
Hello, Mom.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm fine. Are you busy?
Yes, I'm making 56 papier-mâché hats.
Do you feel like playing something?
Always, darling. The usual.
Before you arrived. I did. I've forgotten something. Just a minute. Freddie.
You all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just going out too much. Shouldn't be going out tonight. You know how the feeling is when you go out too much? You feel like you never stay home.
Are you upset about last night?
No, not at all. I think I understand it. My car started moving, and 10 minutes later, your tongue was in my mouth.
That wasn't my tongue. That was a lozenge.
My mouth shouldn't be accepting other people's lozenges right now.
You're a passionate person. You just keep denying it. You're covering up. Why don't you just relax and give in to it?
Well, you don't.
What? I'm the one who can hardly contain myself when I'm around you. I'm practically tap dancing every time I see you.
Well, yes, that's the trouble. You're roller skating, you're amusing yourself and your friends and me. It's just a lot of noise, isn't it?
What do you mean?
I mean, we all have ways of preventing ourselves from getting hurt. It's just yours.
So what are you saying, that we should just forget it?
Oh, if that's what you want, fine.
Well, fine. Full service or self-service, Harris? Full service, Tony.
And I knew it was a great project. If the city were willing to partially finance my private museum, it would be a great bonus for the people. And so I met with Ron. Ron, I toast you.
Are you all right?
I just feel a little dizzy. I should get some air. I just feel nauseous. And Ron felt like I did.
What's the matter?
I don't know. Something in my stomach or my head or my heart or something.
Is there anything I can do? Oh, no, I can't. This is how Mommy met Daddy.
Let your mind go and your body will follow. To build the greatest private museum in the world.
Are you feeling any better?
Much better, thank you.
Yes, thanks.
We didn't know what to say to each other. So we wandered down Melrose and had the kind of small talk conversation necessary to cover over what had just happened.
The station wants me back. They want to try the serious news.
Oh, yeah?
You know, with me as the anchor.
Uh-huh.
No laughing or chit-chat. I'm kind of nervous about it.
So there I was, jabbering at her about my new job as a serious newsman, about anything at all. But all I could think was, wonderful, 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 and most wonderful, and yet again, wonderful.
Strange how my heart bleeds to find myself upon your shore. Strange how my loss of comfort goes.
Paul Anka.
Yes!
Oh, God.
What do we say when we get there?
Don't bounce for a second. I just came to tell you that I can't go away with you. I just can't.
Shit.
I've been seeing someone. We've got something going. I don't know what, but it just really wouldn't be right for me to go away with you. I'm really sorry.
Oh. Well, so you've seen her this weekend?
No, no. She's got this obligation to her ex-husband to see if they can get it back together again.
What, she's seen someone else?
Yes, yes. She's going away with them, yes.
God. Cher, how that makes you feel.
Cher? Share how it makes me feel? I hate it. It drives me crazy. I mean, how could she go away with them? I mean, especially since I've been working out. I mean, look at this, the effort I put into it. But it's fair. I mean, it is fair because she had this obligation way before we even met.
But you had this obligation before you fell for her. So why should you suffer all weekend?
No.
So go away with me.
I can't. Don't you see? I would just be using you to get even with her for going away with them.
I don't mind.
Let's go.
Great.
All right. We should be in Santa Barbara in an hour and a half, and I booked us into the El Pollo Del Mar. It's supposed to be really nice.
Oh, my God. It's so beautiful there. Wave to Jack. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. There's a million stars there and the beach. I want to spin on the beach.
They have a special beach up there just for spinning. Oh. And Sandy, you know, I think it should just be a vacation. You know, just friends. I don't think we should make love, all right?
Okay. We'll just have sex. Okay. What was Sam Spade's partner's name?
Archer.
Yes!
I thought we might bump into people we know at the San Isidro, so I booked us into the El Pollo Del Mar. I'm so looking forward to this.
Me too. Okay. Who knew Groucho's secret word?
Groucho's secret word. Oh, yeah. I give up.
The duck?
The duck! The duck knew. Say the secret word and divide $100.
So when the Wittgenstein house was built in Austria, one could say that philosophy of language had definitely hit the Bauhaus. Don't you think?
I saw the house a couple of years ago.
Okay. Who played the Beeve?
Jerry Mathers.
Yes!
Oh, wind, if winter comes, can spring be far behind?
Beautiful.
Oh, who was Howdy Doody's closest friend?
Buffalo Bob.
Yes, good.
Your bag in here.
Come here first. There again.
Sandy, Your breasts feel weird.
Oh, that's because they're real.
Hey, what do you think?
you off. Oh, my God. All right, now. I should warn you that...
What?
I'm old, and it might take a little while. Oh, my God, I'm young again! I'm young again!
It's been great to see you again, Sarah.
Nice seeing you, too.
How are you?
Oh. Well, I'm confused.
Hey. Listen to this.
What?
Listen.
Before we left, Jack told me he wants to make our relationship exclusive with him.
You mean he's not going to go out anymore?
I don't think he ever did. He could never get a date. And you know, seeing me going out drove him nuts, too.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I mean, I really like him. Even though he's not so smart. What?
Through the wall.
What is it?
Somebody's doing it.
Oh, how beautiful.
They're really excited. They must be cheating on someone.
I don't believe it. You staying here?
Yes, we are.
Oh, sir, there goes our cover. There's no such thing as a secret.
I think there is. Oh, Roland, this is Sandy.
Hi.
Sandy, this is Roland.
Hello.
Hi.
Sarah.
Hi.
Where are you headed?
Ooh, to the restaurant.
Well, that's where we were going. Why didn't you join us?
Oh, that would be neat.
No, really. You guys should be alone.
Don't be silly. We can't both sit in the same restaurant and pretend to be alone. Come on.
Oh, cool.
Hi.
Hello.
What's that clanging sound?
It's a nuisance. It's my damn testicles. Shall I get your sweater? I'm a little cold.
Yes, thanks.
I'll run up and get it. Harris, do you want to come with me?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
One second, I'll just stay here. Back in a flash.
You liar, you big fat liar.
Here I am innocently driving up to Santa Barbara thinking you're seeing your ex-husband, and instead you're right next door giving it to my best friend.
Your best friend? Since when is Roland your best friend?
He and I are very close.
You've never even seen him without me.
That doesn't matter. There's a bond among men.
Anyway, there's two liars here.
Yeah? Roland is my ex-husband.
Okay, one.
Hey, you guys, what?
Great.
Thank you.
Why didn't you tell me you just broke up with someone?
How do you know I just broke up with someone?
Because when men just break up with someone, they always run around with someone much too young for them.
She's not so young. She'll be 27 in 4 years. I tried to get out of it. I'm up here with her, and all I can think about is you.
So that's why you made love to her this afternoon?
Yes! I know that doesn't make a lot of sense. And why me in this? You practically broke through our wall. You know how that made me feel, hearing you with someone else?
You didn't even know it was me till later.
Yeah, but I projected back when I found out. Coming!
We're so close. We're this close to it. Stay here in L.A.
What would I do if I stayed? How would it work?
We'd see each other, not push it. You'd take it easy the first couple of days, and then marriage, kids, old age, and death. I don't know.
And if I were to go?
All I know is, on the day your plane was to leave, if I had the power, I would turn the winds around. I would roll in the fog. I would bring in storms. I would change the polarity of the Earth so compasses couldn't work, so your plane couldn't take off.
Coming!
Woo! This is everything I didn't want. Pain, lying, complications.
I'm hot from running now. Let's all walk down the pier.
Oh, cool. Do you ever wonder why the water just doesn't fly off into the sky?
Do you want this in the trunk or up front?
That? Up front. Hi.
Hello. What's the matter? Are you okay?
Huh? Oh, sorry. I'm okay. I've been working on Sarah to come back with me. I'm her ex-husband. That's the difference between England and America. The English maintain civil relationships with their exes. Americans kill them. She told me today she doesn't think it's right.
Really?
She's evidently been seeing some American.
Yeah, that can happen, yeah.
She's not going with him either. She decided to go back to London as soon as she can.
Oh.
Pity. I so wanted this to work out. I wanted a relationship. You know, like you and Sandy have.
Thinking about myself, and I think I can become the kind of person that's worth you staying for. First of all, I'm a man who can cry. Now, it's true, it's usually when I've hurt myself, but it's a start. You see, I know there's something that would make you stay. I know it. I know there's some move I could make, the right word, attitude, plan, but these are all just tricks. These are all just things I would think up and try, so let's forgo that. Let's assume that whatever that thing is, that whatever it is that would make you stay has occurred, that it has happened, and that my hand has already gone down your throat and grabbed your heart and swallowed it.
Ow!
Because there comes a time in everyone's life when it's now or never. It's now or never. Let me read you from this book of poems. Oh, pointy birds, oh, pointy, pointy, anoint...
And now, here's Morris Frost with a cinema review.
The film, Slice of Mommy, is an effort to intertwine the psychological nature of film with a tangible experience.
I'd like to turn this car in, please.
And now... The weather report.
Sunny. 72. And that's the weather.
Our next weather report will be in 4 days.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after this commercial ad placement.
Why is it that we don't always recognize the moment when love begins? But we always know when it ends.
Thank you. Good evening. Your final destination is London?
Thank you.
forget for this moment the smog and the cars and the restaurants and the skating. Remember only this. A kiss may not be the truth, but it is what we wish were true.
Wow! That was something. That was really something.
It was fantastic. It was...
It had real class. Is there anything we can do to thank you? I mean, a gift or anything? Name it. Done. I never could figure out the riddle, though.
You will know what to do when you unscramble how Daddy is doing.
It's a riddle. Too tough for me.
I know what it is. It's an English crossword clue. See, unscramble means you rearrange the letters of how Daddy is doing. So, let's see. Put the S in front of the H. Move the ING after the S. Put the DO up after them. Swap the H and the S. And put the I behind the D and sing do-wah-diddy.
Sing do-wah-diddy? That's the mystery of the ages? I sat up nights working on that. But I forgive you. There's one thing I need to know. Did you do this? Did I do this? How did this happen? Hey, you got your voice back.
Only two things in my life I will never forget. One is that there is someone for everyone. Even if you need a pickaxe, a compass, and night goggles to find them. And the other is tonight, when I learned that romance does exist deep in the heart of L.A.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Snapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good, she looked fine. She looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand, just as natural as can be, a singer. We walk on,
walk on
to my door.
My door.
We walk on to my door.
Then we kissed a little more.
Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. We're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Well, I'm hurt,
I'm hurt.
She's mad. nearly every single day singing. Oh, we're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Well, I'm hurt. She's mine. I'm hurt.
She's mine. Waiting till the gonna shine.
Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's